It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. Most of the observations found this week are right around average, 3 to 4 days early, if anything. But we're having a pretty average spring in spite of what you might otherwise think. I want to start off this morning talking a bit about some butterflies and, well, just insects in general. So this past week on Friday, my wife saw our first tiger swallowtail butterfly. That's the big yellow and black one. And I had a note from some friends, Jeff Sipper down in Brainerd. He said that that the monarch butterflies were in Brainerd on Thursday or Wednesday. And I sent a note off to my good friend Dallas Hudson. Dallas is an excellent phenologist and one of the people that has kind of brought to light the interesting collision between the Canada tiger swallowtail, or the tiger swallowtail butterfly, and the monarch butterfly. The monarch that you are seeing has migrated here from, well, from Kansas or Oklahoma or Texas or someplace like that, where they were caterpillars and eggs and then butterflies. Actually, they would be eggs, caterpillars, and then butterflies, to put it in the proper order. And they have flown north here to begin laying eggs up here. And they will do that as quickly as they can. You may have heard on the report from the Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield that they had found monarch eggs on milkweed plants already. So it will happen fast. These migrators that are coming in will quickly lay their eggs, and the adults will die, and soon we will have a second crop of monarch butterflies. But the interesting thing there is that the monarch migrates in, and the Canada tiger swallowtail emerges from a chrysalis, and they do it almost simultaneously. I think Dallas and I, between us, have probably 40 years of records of this event, and it is, with very few exceptions, it is always within 2 or 3 days of one another. So the monarchs arrive at almost the precise time that the tiger swallowtails emerge from their chrysalis, which is kind of an amazing thing when you think about it. And these are two of our largest butterflies in the North Woods. So besides monarchs and Canada tiger swallowtails, this past week I saw a mourning cloak, and Dallas reported a western-tailed blue. And those were the butterflies for this week. There'll be more, lots more butterflies. Keep your eyes out on those. For those of you who are into the insect world, as I mentioned earlier, Dallas reported the first deer flies out yesterday, which is about 3 days early, so right on schedule, more or less. Besides the deer fly, fortunately for us, there are at least 3 new species of dragonflies that I have seen in the past week, including the American emerald. And there are lots of these around right now. And the American emerald is a mid-sized dragonfly without a lot of spectacular markings. Its abdomen is pretty much just a general black color and kind of narrow and about the same thickness front to back, top to bottom. So that's the American emerald. Green eyes, of course, and a kind of a gray-brown body and this black tail. The wings each have it's called a stigma, and it's just a little black mark out near the end of each of the 4 wings on the American emerald. Also seen this week, 4 spotted skimmers and the first chalk-fronted corporals. Now, the chalk-fronted corporal is going to be emerging in incredible numbers. Within the next week or two, there will be probably 1 in 5, maybe 1 in 2 of all of the dragonflies you see in the next couple of weeks is likely to be a chalk-fronted corporal. They have this double white line on the front of their thorax, hence the name corporal. Two stripes is a corporal. And they have a white marking on their abdomen. Now, this comes after they emerge. So this is called a punescence. And it comes along after the dragonfly emerges from its nymph stage. And the first time you see them, their abdomen is going to be kind of a two-tone brown, sort of a lighter brown, darker brown. And it will take a week or so for that white to really start to show up on the chalk-fronted corporals. But boy, when they come out there, I can remember driving gravel roads and literally coming into thousands of them at one time. So chalk-fronted corporals, four-spotted skimmers, American emeralds, of course, the darners that are here, the big green darners that are here, and more emerging every day. So if you're a canoeist and you're traveling a river or a lake, check the vegetation along the shorelines. You might find yourself in a sea of newly emerging dragonflies. And with the deer flies coming out, hey, I'm all for it. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Hence, I am the friend of the bald-faced hornet. They eat deer flies. I am the friend of almost every spider, because any spider that catches a deer fly will quickly consume it. You can see that I have a lot of seedy friends, but believe me, if they're eating deer flies, they're my buddies. I'm with them. I'm on their side. I will never, ever kill a spider. Not intentionally, nor would I kill a bald-faced hornet unless I had to in self-defense. But they eat a lot of deer flies, and that's okay with me. Let's turn our attention to something a bit more positive. Let's look at some of the flowers that are blooming right now. And I want to start off with some that you don't often consider flowers. And these are the trees, the pines, for example, the jack pine, the red pine, Norway pine, and the white pine. And they flower in that order: jack first, red next, and white last. But if you look at any one of those pines right now, you'll see long candles of new growth. And at the base of that new growth are a cluster of usually male flowers. And if you walked up to a jack pine today and snapped that new growth area, a great cloud of pollen would emerge from the male flowers that are right there. The Norway / red pines will be next, though they are not yet ripe. They're not yet throwing pollen. And then after the Norways will come the whites, and we'll note those as we come along. Other tree or nearly tree-sized plants that are flowering right now. I guess technically all of these are shrubs, but the mountain maple is flowering. Chokecherry is in full flower right now. Pin cherries, juneberries, and plums are all done flowering at my house. I have no more flowers on any of those trees. They have flowered and fruit has been set. And if all of those little newly set fruits become flowers or fruits, if all of those newly set fruits become fruits, live to maturity, it will be a great summer of berries. Back in the woods a little bit and closer to the ground, clematis is blooming. Clematis is this vine that climbs up and over. Usually in my yard, it's the hazel brush because there's so much of it underneath. But it'll climb up young aspens, whatever. It's a vine. And right now that vine is festooned with these 2-inch long pale blue or slightly lavender looking petals on the flowers of the clematis. And it is, you got to get out there today if you're going to look for clematis, because it's one of those flowers that happens for about a week to 10 days and then it's gone. So check the clematis in your area. Today is the day. And that bloomed about 3 days earlier than average. The common lilacs are in full bloom here in Grand Rapids, and that's about 4 to 6 days early. And they are likely to be in bloom for another week or so, and then they will disappear. But they are definitely blooming right now. Smooth gooseberry in my yard is blooming. The red elderberry a week ago was sort of at the peak of its flower, or maybe just a little bit past that, and now it is completely done flowering, and what you're going to see on the red elderberry are little fruit sets. In the swamp, the leather leaf is done flowering. New leaves are coming out on the leather leaf plants, but the flowers themselves are gone, left with little brown seed pods. And the Labrador tea is blooming, as well as cowslips, those bright yellow flowers that are blooming there in the swamps. They are pretty spectacular right now as well. Water arum, if it's not blooming yet, it will be within the next few days. That's that one that, well, if you're familiar with the calla lily, which is often included in various floral bouquets, this is a flower that is very similar. It is sometimes called the wild calla, and it is it's in going to be in right in there with the marsh marigolds and the Labrador tea, and you'll see these lovely big white flowers, and those are the water arum or wild calla. Starflower is blooming, one of my all-time favorites. It's just one of the most amazing flowers, usually seven petals. And nature doesn't do a lot of sevens, so it's kind of special that way. But the flower is definitely star-like, and even the leaves are star-like. And that little bit of yellowish-green color to it really sets it off. Blue bead lily has begun to bloom. These are those big, it's a basal chunk of big, heavy leaves. And coming out is this long stalk with a cluster of yellow flowers at the top. Those yellow flowers will be supplanted by blue berries come summer, and those berries are not edible. Not poisonous, but not edible. Nodding trillium is in flower. So you want to kind of lift the leaves on the trilliums and check those out. Wild sarsaparilla, I have flower buds, but no flowers yet. I have flower buds on wild columbine, Canada columbine, no flowers yet, but very soon on both of those. So it's a great time to get out into the woods, and I encourage you to do so. If you haven't made it out there yet, why, you want to make the effort in the next day or two, because there are a number of really spectacular plants and flowers out there that are just doing their thing. The oaks are in full flower. Nannyberry is just about to flower. Strawberries are flowering. Gosh, there's swamp red currant, dwarf raspberry, jack in the pulpit, spotted touch-me-not. Not flowering, but the leaves are up and they're out, and they'll be mid to late June before we see any flowers on those. Gosh, and of course, all of the ferns are up, and many are showing off their sexual parts, the parts where the spores will come from, and that would include the interrupted fern, the ostrich fern, the cinnamon fern, the maidenhair fern, the lady fern, the sensitive fern. There are just everywhere you look, there's a new fern to be discovered. Get outside and spend a little time just enjoying the nature of things around you, and you will be relaxed and relieved. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Stay tuned. More to come. Thank you.
be aware things are happening out there.
That's right.